This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The Western Illinois University Administration and Board of Trustees caught an earful about the decision to defund Tri-State's Public Radio, but it did not persuade them to change course. Hundreds of chairs were set up for the board's meeting on the Macomb campus, but they were not enough, so those who arrived late stood at the back of the room. 10 people spoke during the board's public comment period, all addressed the defunding of the public radio station.
This 100% cut is overzealous, dramatic, and what happens is it fuels distrust, resentment, and bad publicity for Western.
This resource is an important, critical one for this community, and I urge you to look to other places to cut than something that every time it says its call letters is an advertisement for this university.
For the price of 3 administrators, the station can continue to broadcast news and programs to its many, many listeners. If it dies, goodwill towards WIU will die with it. Think about that. These people are mad in this room. Stop this plan today. Thank you.
More people waited in line to speak, but the board cut off comments after the 20 minutes it normally allots for comments. Then a voice came from the crowd that brought most of the audience to its feet.
I stand with Tri-State's Public Radio.
The standing ovation lasted more than a minute. Board Chairperson Carolyn Ellert Fuller still declined to extend the comment period. At a news conference after the meeting, Ellert Fuller said the station's supporters spoke with passion.
People really believe in what they're saying, and we hear them. We also have to look at what do we do financially to save the university, and therefore we support the decision that was made by the university.
The administration announced the decision last week that it will stop providing money to Tri-State's Public Radio on March 1st of next year. Western currently funds the full-time salaries for 9 of the radio station's 12 staff positions. The university also provides space on its Macomb campus for the station's main broadcast studios. Western President Jack Thomas is sticking with the decision to stop funding the station.
We have some very serious budget challenges, and in order to continue to move this institution forward and to make sure it's viable and to continue to provide the quality of education that we're known to provide, something has to give.
But what specifically do you look at when you decide cut this, don't cut that?
Well, as I said, we're looking at everything, but we want to protect the nucleus of our institution in terms of our academic programs, as well as we want to save as many faculty and staff positions as possible. So we look at those kinds of things, and if there is a unit, for example, Tri-State's Public Radio, if you can raise the money, get out there and raise the money to be self-supportive.
Thomas said he wants to see Tri-State's Public Radio survive. He called this an opportunity for the station to be self-supported. Thomas said Western spent $4 million more than it took in last fiscal year, and the university projects deficit spending for this fiscal year, too. However, the administration is not yet providing an estimate on how deep the hole might be. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.